Is being a Christian a matter of our own will?
成为基督徒是不是我们自己意志所决定的事情？
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
Because if God didn't want to save anybody, there would be nobody become a Christian in history.
如果上帝不愿意拯救任何人，整个人类历史就没有一个人能够得救。
If God didn't want to create you, you will never be existing in this world.
因为如果上帝不创造你，你连存在都不可能。
If God didn't allow your mother marry to your father, you will never be born.
如果上帝不允许你母亲嫁给你父亲，你从来就没有出生的这个可能性。
所以连我们是基督徒。
So the fact that we are Christians.
已经到了上帝创造的时候。
It is also in the will of God.
上帝许可的旨意。
In the will that God has allowed.
生下来主的带领。
The Lord has allowed us to be born.
哪一天有机会接触到基督徒的这件事实。
And on the day where we will meet a Christian.
我们什么时候会听得到。
On the day we will hear a sermon.
那一天为什么会讲那一天到刺痛我们的心。
That very day, why would that sermon touch us?
都是上帝的安排。
All these are reached by God.
有一些人呢，一定要用某一种方法他才会信主。
Some people will only believe to a certain matter.
有一些人一定要某一个人讲到他才会信。
Some people will only believe when certain people speak.
有一些人一定要生在基督教的家里他才会信的，否则他从来不会去做礼拜。
Some people have to be in a Christian family in order to be a Christian.
有一些人是本来生在非基督教的家庭，后来送给基督徒的孩子，后来变成一个基督徒。
And some people become Christian although they were from non-Christian families.
有一些人要反对基督徒，骂基督徒骂到过头，心里不平衡，后来想来想去就变成信徒。
And some people have to oppose Christians first and then later become Christians.
这个个人信主的办法。
So the way we all believe
是神的安排。
Is arranged by God.
有的人一定要曾经受过共产党骗，骗到最后才知道共产党留下的虚空太大，才寻求耶稣。
Some people have to be deceived by the communists and then they realize that they have to seek for Jesus Christ.
每一个人信主的原因。
The reason for every single person
是凭着上帝的智慧。
Is based upon the wisdom of God.
然后用那些传福音的人把道传给他。
And then the preachers will bring the word to him.
所以我们呢，没有办法用我们的头脑去明白上帝的智慧。
We cannot understand the wisdom of God. We are limited understanding.
有的透过基督的老师才能教他信主。
Some people become Christian because their teachers were Christians.
有的因为有人特别疼爱他，他受感动才信。
Some people are inspired by the love of others.
有的因为失恋，他不得不要信主。
Some people fall out of love, so they become Christians.
有的因为呢，火上他才信主。
And some people become Christians because of a monk.
梁彦成怎么信主？
How did Professor 梁彦成 become a Christian?
他参加唐金一教授的这个哲学课程。
He participated in a philosophy question session.
他发现这个佛教很伟大。
And he discovered Buddhism to be a great faith.
不穿西装，不穿普通衣服，穿袈裟，穿这个佛教的和尚的衣服。
And he started to wear the robes of a monk.
后来有一天呢，唐金一讲了基督教的时候，他发现，哎，这个更对，他就变成基督徒了。
And one day he discovered the professor talking about Christianity, he found it more appealing.
后来等唐金一知道梁彦成变了基督徒，他气得要命，我也不是传教的，什么你在我的讲说里面信耶稣的。
And the professor got upset because he was a monk and this person became a Christian.
后来唐金一快要死以前
，before the professor 唐到，
把他叫来
，he summoned professor.
我一想很懊悔的一件事，你是在我讲耶稣的时候信耶稣的。
He said I'm very regretful in my life that you became a Christian during my session.
我最后的吩咐。
My last command to you.
你是中国人。
You are Chinese.
年老的时候你要落叶归根，相信儒家，不再相信耶稣。
When you are old, please return to Confucianism.
没办法解释。
So these things cannot be explained.
上帝可以叫唐金一变成传道人。
God can make this 唐金一 who is not a Christian to become a preacher.
最好笑的，印尼有一个人走投无路到庙里面去求神拜佛。
The serious thing is that in Indonesia there was a person who was desperate and he went to a temple to pray.
那庙里面有几百个钱财，要敲一个，到底我要做什么？
And he had to pick from all the fortune sticks in the temple.
我要杀三只猪，烧香才会好。
And there will be instruction as to what he should do.
或者我要奉给多少钱救济穷人才会病好。
Maybe he has to give money to the poor.
后来他抽了一支的时候。
And he took one among many.
你知道那一支讲什么呢？
Do you know what it says?
你不输这里，你应该是信耶稣的。
He said, you do not belong here, you should be a Christian.
后来他就变成基督徒了。
And he became a Christian.
所以很奇怪的。
So it's very odd.
有一次我在一个地方叫做 这个卢马长讲道。
Once I was preaching in the place called Lumajang.
有一个六十多岁的老人家，我那时候二十八岁，带我去探访。
I was 28 and an elderly person brought me for visitation.
不好意思，你晚上来参加布道会，因为有个布道家来讲，那个人就是唐崇荣，我不好意思这样子。
I was quite shy to tell him that please come to my service. I said, come.
晚上有个布道会。
In evening there's a rally.
如果他们问谁讲的？
If he were to ask who is speaking,
就从马浪一个传道人很年轻来讲，我就不讲自己了。
I say, well, a young preacher from Malang, I didn't say myself.
除非那个老人家就是他，我就没有办法了。
Unless I was pointed out.
后来一个脚车骑脚车的年轻人来了。
Then there was a young man on the bicycle.
那老人家来。
And the old person said, come.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you this.
晚上你要去听到。
In the evening, go to the gospel rally.
我那没有时间。
The young person said, not free.
你敢说没有时间？
The old man said, how dare you?
原来很凶的啊
！He was very fierce.
他说拉着他的耳朵。
I said, "Pinchy,
you." 晚上不来，我会拉你耳朵一整天。他说
，If you don't come, I will beat you.
他说好了。
The young man said, "Okay."
来信就信耶稣了。
And then he became a Christian.
所以我想，我们常常讲怎么布道，什么方法，神的方法比我们的更多很多的。
God's method is much better than our method.
我不是告诉你，你随便拉人家耳朵，能够信耶稣啊
？But I'm not telling you to pinch the ears of others.
你不要误会。
So do not be mistaken.
你做基督徒
，as Christians,
一定有神的恩典。
It came from the grace of God and the way God arranged it.
神带领你的方法。
The way God has led you.
有基督徒在你旁边。
Maybe there are Christians among you.
有人道传给你。
Maybe people preach to you.
圣灵感动你。
Maybe the Holy Spirit inspired you, and you became a Christian.
有很多信主的人从前很讨厌你。
Many Christians used to hate the Lord.
你们本来想信主就一生一世一直炫耀信主的，请举手。
Those who really wanted to be a Christian all your life, raise your hand.
哪一个人你本来不想信主，后来不得不信主的，请举手。
Those of you who really didn't want to be a Christian and later become a Christian, raise your hand.
哪一个人莫名其妙怎么会信主，到现在不明白的，请举手。
Those of you who never understood why you are Christian, raise your hand.
所以你们是基督教教徒、礼拜堂堂徒、宗派派徒、某某公会会徒。糊里糊涂。
In the end, we can all be very confused.
信主与受洗本来是一个配套。
Is believing and baptism one of the same package?
但现在教会都是等末道有上课以后才受洗。
Originally, it should be one in the package, but now in many churches, you have to go through a class before you are baptized.
请问受洗是一个见证吗？
Is baptism a testimony?
受洗又在领受圣餐是意义是什么呢？
What is this thing about having Holy Communion only after you are baptized?
信而受洗。
To believe and be baptized.
听道而信道。
You hear in order to believe.
所以当你要受洗的时候，
So when you are about to be baptized,
牧师问你，你信了没有？
The pastor would ask, have you believed?
什么叫做信？
And you ask, what is belief?
参加七道班，从道里面产生信，所以这个是对的。
So it is right to have a study before you are baptized.
你说圣经没有这样讲啊？
You say it's not in the Bible.
七道班以后才信，然后才受洗，没有这样讲啊？
The Bible doesn't say you go through a Bible study class first.
所以呢，腓力问那一个加提亚伯的太监。
And so Philip asked the eunuch from Ethiopia, "Are you? Do you want to be baptized?" There is water here. We are baptized. He
什么时候参加西道班的？
So he has never attended a class.
阿提亚伯的太监是到耶路撒冷听的道。
But this person heard the word of God in Jerusalem.
他就想产生对圣经的研究的这个科目。
And then he desired to know the word of God.
后来读到以赛亚书，他不明白。
And he could not understand the book of Isaiah.
谁担当我们的罪？
Who took on our sins?
是谁如根出于甘地？
Who like the fresh spring come out of the root floor?
是谁无家心美容？
Who doesn't have a comely appearance?
为我们上帝把罪都归在他的身上。
Who was this person that God gave upon him all our sins?
他读了经却不明白。
He read the scripture and could not understand.
所以这个腓力就告诉他，这就是耶稣。
And so Philip explained to him, this is Christ.
他就把这个道，旧约的道，跟新约在耶路撒冷听的福音配起来，他产生信仰。
And his faith came from a combination of what he read and what he heard.
所以他才受洗。
So he was baptized.
所以你不要说没有信道，没有信道就可以受洗。
So do not say that you are baptized without an understanding.
你只不过从信而受洗就被得救，认为这两件是一个配套。
You have thought that both baptism and believing is one package.
你就简化了，产生信心的步骤是从听到才有信道。
And you have forgotten the fact that faith comes from hearing the word of God.
受洗是顺从耶稣基督的第一个圣礼的吩咐。
Baptism is obedience to the first sacrament of Jesus Christ.
拉到耶稣基督第二个圣礼的吩咐，你要守圣餐。 就是纪念主的食，借着饼以杯，以圣徒一同聚集。
And the second commandment of Jesus with regard to sacrament is the Holy Communion.
所以受洗是借着水，预表圣灵接近我们。
Baptism through the use of water, it shows that the Holy Spirit cleanses us symbolically.
成为圣徒。
And we have become the same.
洗的意义就是要接近。
Baptism is meant to cleanse.
跟冲凉意义是要凉爽是不一样。
It is quite different from taking a shower.
所以圣经说受洗。
When the Bible says about the baptism,
洗去你的罪。
It is meant to cleanse you of your sin.
水可以洗去我的罪吗？
Can water then cleanse me of my sin?
预表接近的。
It is symbolic that you are cleansed.
水是从上面下来的。
And the water is to come from above.
表示圣灵浇灌在你身上。
It means the Holy Spirit is poured out upon you.
受浸的水是在下面的。
But the water came from beneath.
我走到水里，再进到里面去啊。
And I walk into the water and get immersed.
这个不能预表圣灵。
But this does not represent the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是从下面来的。
The Holy Spirit did not come from below.
圣灵不在你的脚下的。
Or beneath your feet.
然后你踏进去。
And then you walk in.
进到灵里面。
And enter into it. No.
圣灵从上浇灌。
The Holy Spirit came from above.
全本圣经的总原则。
From the general principle of the entire Bible.
浇灌你或者施洗地里。绝对不能说不合圣经。
You cannot say then that baptism by sprinkling is not biblical.
你说受浸更合圣经吗？
You say immersion is more correct.
你们受浸归入基督，与他一同死，一同复活，不是这样死了埋葬了再出来更合圣经吗？
Because immersion seems to imply that you are entering into the death of Jesus and then emerging again.
请你不要忘记，耶稣不是广东人。
Do not forget that Jesus was not a Cantonese.
耶稣也不是山西人、福建人、山东人、广西人。
Or all kinds of dialect groups.
耶稣是什么人呢？
Who was he? He was a Jew.
犹太人死是没有埋葬在泥土下面的。
The Jews were not buried under the ground.
受浸的水里面根本不像耶稣死的时候埋葬的情形。
And therefore the argument that immersion is like the burial of Jesus is not correct.
那些圣经从来没有说预表。
And that verse did not say it represents.
罗马书第六章第四节所讲的话。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
受洗归入主的死，与他一同死，一同复活，不是说我们受洗的时候是预表与基督同死，不是那样讲。
We are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, not into his burial.
耶稣死的时候。
When Jesus died.
大概用100斤的香料把它包起来。
There was about 100 catty of fragrances.
放在那个洞里面泥土的上面，不是下面。
And he was placed in a cave above the ground.
用一大的石头滚住，就堵住那个洞。
And a large stone was rolled to block the place.
受浸完全跟耶稣基督死的预表没有关系。
And so the ritual of immersion is not related to the way Jesus died.
受洗的时候。
When you are baptized,
预表圣灵从上浇灌在下。
Symbolically, the Holy Spirit comes from above.
圣灵降在你身上，你就成为圣徒。
And then you become the saint.
圣灵使人成为圣洁。
The Holy Spirit will make you holy.
那这个是预表的事情。
This is symbolic.
那么受圣餐的时候，就饼就预表耶稣的身体为我们擘开来。
And in the Holy Communion, the bread represents the body of Christ broken for us.
杯就预表耶稣的血为我们流出来。
And the cup represents His blood bled for us.
所以当我们受洗的时候
，When we are baptized,
我们成为圣徒。
We become a saint.
我们守圣餐的时候
，When we observe the communion,
纪念使我们成圣，使我们等拯救的救主。
We remember this Savior that has sanctified us.
纪念他的死。纪念他的牺牲。
To remember his death and his sacrificial life.
所以受洗以后一定要守圣餐。
So after baptism, you observe the Holy Communion.
解梦被不被接受？
Do we accept interpretation of dreams?
什么梦？
What sort of dreams?
第二。
Secondly.
谁解？
Who is the interpreter?
第三。
Thirdly.
怎么解？
How do you interpret?
你先把这三件事告诉我，我再回答你。
If you give me the answer, I will give you my answer.
如果你自己常常做白日梦，就不必解。
If you always daydream, then there's no need for interpretation.
如果你的梦不是从上帝来的，也不必解。
If your dream did not come from God, there's no need to interpret.
如果你根本没有解梦是从神的恩赐，你一定乱解，也不必解。
And if you do not have the talent of interpretation, then forget it.
那梦跟上帝的旨意、上帝的启示有关系吗？
Is a dream related to the will and revelation of God?
上帝可以用梦在旧约、新约对人讲话。
God spoke to people in the Old and the New Testament through dreams.
不等于每一个人做梦就等于上帝对他讲话。
It does not then mean that every time you dream, God is speaking to you.
圣经里说人有两只脚。
For example, you say that a human being has two legs.
你不能说凡是两只脚的都是人。
You cannot say that anything that has two legs is a human being.
两只脚的可能是鸡。
Maybe it's a chicken.
所以人有两只脚跟两只脚都是人是完全不同的两件事。
So these are two separate things.
唐牧师。为什么圣经有记载耶稣哭了，没有记载耶稣笑或者喜乐？
Dr. Tong, why did the Bible record that Jesus wept but not Jesus laughed or he was joyful?
耶稣哭了，圣经记载三次。
The Bible recorded that Jesus wept three times.
第一次在哪里呢？
The first time.
就是呢，哈，这一个在山上看下去， When、耶路撒冷这个不懂的。自己的处境跟未来的失败。
When he looked at Jerusalem and realized that Jerusalem did not understand its own perilous situation,
耶稣就为耶路撒冷哀哭。
And so Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
第二次哭。
The second time.
就是全本圣经最短的一节。
In the
约翰福音11:35.
Shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:25.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
原文只有两个字。
The original language only two words.
就像英文 Jesus。
Like in the English version.
那个是为什么呢？
Why did he do that?
因为我的好朋友拉撒路死了，很可怜，所以我哭。不是。
It was not that he was sad that Lazarus died.
耶稣为什么哭？
Why did he cry?
四周的人是这样硬心，这样邪恶，这样不信，所以他为那些不信的犹太人哭。
He cried because of the stubbornness and the evil of the unbelievers.
第三次耶稣在哪里哭？
The third time he cried.
圣经没有讲。
The Bible did not say.
在希伯来书第十章说。
But Hebrews 11 said.
当上帝的儿子在地上的时候。
When the Son of God was on earth.
曾经大声哀哭。
He wailed loudly.
求那能救他免死的上帝。
Call upon the God who will deliver him from death.
他的虔诚蒙了应允。
But because of his sincerity, the Lord heard him.
在希伯来书解经的时候，已经对你们讲得很清楚。
I have explained this clearly in the expository preaching of Hebrews.
这个哭是不是耶稣怕死呢？
Was this because Jesus was afraid of death?
不是。
No.
这个求是不是上帝给他最好不必死呢？
Did he call upon God to deliver him from death?
不是。
No.
因为耶稣就到底最后死了。
Because in the end he died.
而且你说上帝不听他的祷告，他求免死，上帝给他死，上帝根本不听他，不是的。
It is not that God did not listen to his prayers.
那是在巴拉巴的福音回教徒的解释。
In the Gospel of Barnabas, the explanation of the Muslim.
耶稣求什么呢？
That they said that Jesus Christ called.
求任何就叫这个杯离开我。
If it is possible, remove the cup from me.
这表明两件事。
They say this means two things. Firstly,
耶稣基督不愿意在这种杯里面来受某一种的这个事实。
That Jesus Christ is not willing to take off the cup.
那么这个杯是什么呢？
What is this cup?
是不是耶稣怕死呢？
Was he afraid of death? No.
因为如果耶稣的怕死是件事实，其他的圣经就没办法接受。
If indeed Jesus was afraid of death, many portions of the Bible would be in trouble.
为什么最后一次勇敢面向耶路撒冷？
Why was he bravely facing Jerusalem?
因为他不怕死。
Because he was not afraid.
最大的两个问题问的时候，他坚持用真理来回答的。
And when he was judged and asked two important questions, he replied in truth.
不怕死。
Because he was not afraid.
你是犹太人的王吗？
He was asked, are you the king of the Jews? He said yes.
你是上帝的儿子吗？
Are you the son of God?
是。
He said yes.
这两个答案是他一定要死。
These two answers will certainly bring death.
耶稣一点不怕死。
But he was not afraid.
耶稣在克西马尼园的时候。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
人家说我们要找拉撒勒耶稣。
They say, let's look for the Nazarene Jesus.
耶稣说我就是。
Jesus said, here am I.
表示他不怕死。
It means he was not afraid of death.
希伯来书二章十四节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says.
自己承认血肉的身体，他要借着死，所以他的故意来死。
He came in the flesh for the purpose of dying.
耶稣求这个杯离开我什么意思呢？
But what does it mean to have the cup removed from him?
真正的意思，
The true meaning of the cup
他不愿意与圣父分开。
Was that he was not willing to be separated by God the Father.
那么圣帝要他分开，他不要与上帝分开，岂不是他故意违背天父的旨意吗？
Does that not mean that it's against the will of God?
不是。
No.
上帝圣父也不愿意与圣子分开。
The Father is not willing to be separated from the Son either.
分开绝对不是神永远的旨意。
Separation is not the eternal will of God.
合一才是神永远的旨意。
Union would be His will.
所以上帝的旨意是天地万物以后都在基督里面合而为一。这个以弗所书第一章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 says, the will of God is that all things become one in Christ.
当耶稣说若是可能叫这个杯离开我的时候，他没有违背上帝的旨意。
So when Jesus asked that if it is possible be the cup be separated from him, it is not against the will of God.
是父也愿意达到的。
This is a prayer that the Father was willing to accomplish.
父子是同心的。
The Father and Son have the same idea.
父是一个位格。
But the Father is a person.
子是一个位格。
So was the Son.
所以每个位格有独特的意志功能。
Each person in the triune God has his own will.
耶稣说不是照我的意思。只是照你的意思。
So Jesus said, not by my will, but by your will.
这句的意思不是说基督与圣父之间意见不相合。
It doesn't mean that they have different opinions.
这意思呢是说各自有他的意志功能，是不同位格独特存在的。
It means that each person in the triune God has his own function of will.
所以上帝就成就他了。
And God was willing.
怎样成就他呢？
How was this done?
就是不把这个杯挪开。
And that is the cup was not taken away.
原来上帝要使我们与他自己合一，唯一的办法就是要圣父圣子曾经分开。
In order that we be one with the Son, the Father and the Son must separate for a while.
这个反合性的道理。
This is a paradoxical theory.
就是解这解决解释这些圣经最重要的钥匙。
It is the most important key to explain this verse.
A paradoxical truth.
It's a paradoxical truth.
Uniting and separation.
有关于上帝结合跟分离的事情。
为了赦罪，他担当罪。
For the purpose of forgiveness of sin, he took on sin.
和好，他被仇视。
In order to have peace, he was looked down on.
为了释放，他一定要被捆绑。
In order to release us, he must be bonded first.
为了使我们成为上帝儿子，他就成为被丢弃的儿子。
In order for us to be children of God, He Himself must be a forsaken child. But when the will of the Father is done, it is what the Son is willing. The Son is not willing to be separated, so was the Father. But in eternity, there will be one moment where the Father and Son must separate in order to bring salvation.The Muslim will not understand this.
因为他对全本圣经的总意不了解，抓一两节配合他的，他就很喜欢。
And they like to just pick on different verses to explain it in their own way.
所以这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
现在回到你的问题。
Back to your question.
所以耶稣基督第三次的哭，很可能是在克西马尼园。
The third time he cried, possibly is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在克西马尼为什么哭呢？
Why would he cry?
为全世界罪人，他要担当他们的罪而哀哭。因为世界的人太可怜了。
He cried for the sadness of all of humanity and their sins.
为什么耶稣圣经不记载他笑呢？
Why did the Bible not record that he has laughed before?
其实呢，圣经记载上帝笑好几次。
The Bible recorded that God laughed a few times.
上帝用笑脸帮助他们。
And God helped them with a smile.
上帝耻笑那些抵挡他们。
And God laughed at those who opposed against him.
坐在天上面发笑。
He laughed upon the throne of heaven.
这表明上帝笑。
It means God laughs.
甚至到世界上也没有笑过。
Would the Son of God on earth laugh?
我相信一定有的。
I believe certainly so.
但他的笑不是嬉皮笑脸那个笑。
But the way he laughed would not be in a joking manner.
他是在最大的困难中，因为乐意遵行主的旨意而笑。
He probably smiled in the face of the biggest difficulty in order to be real God. The Bible does not record this.
圣经记载两件事。
But there are two things recorded.
欢乐起来。
Jesus became joyous.
欢乐起来。
He became joyous.
记载在路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
什么时候呢？
When was this?
就是当没有人听他的话。
It was when no one would listen to him.
当他传福音没有果效的时候。
When he preached and nothing happened.
这个约翰马太第十一章怎么说呢？
Matthew chapter 11 says.
转过身来。
He turned around.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。”
He said, "Come, all you who are burdened."
他被拒绝最凄惨孤单的时候。他把自己的胸怀打开，接纳劳苦担重担。
He accepted all who are with burden at the worst time of his ministry.
讲完这句话以后，
After he said that,
反过来跪天上去。
He turned around and said to into heaven.
父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Father, this was your good will.
这一句话在路加福音时，他就欢乐起来，他就说：“天地的主，你的美意本是如此。”
In the Gospel of Luke, it says he became joyous and said, "Heaven, God of heaven and earth, this is your good will."
除此以外，马可福音十四章二十六节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 26。
另外记载一件事情。
Also recorded another thing.
就是同一件事，同一个时刻。
The same thing, the same moment.
马可跟路加同讲同一句话。
They all said the same thing.
耶稣唱诗。
They had sung a hymn.
好在耶稣有唱诗，不然我们一直唱做什么嘛？就没有圣经根据了。
Happily, this was recorded, so we can all sing.
耶稣什么时候唱诗呢
？When did he sing?
要进克西马尼，要死的那一天，那第一件事就是唱诗。
The first thing he did on the day he was about to die was to sing a hymn. He was to be arrested. He was to be betrayed. He was to be judged. He was to be sentenced and crucified. To bleed to death. Starting from which moment? After the communion, entering into the garden. They sang a hymn and they went out to the
garden.
And went over the area of Siloam.
他们跑到克西马尼。
Into the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以这是最痛苦的时候，他是喜乐的。
So at the most difficult moment, he was joyous.
不是没有记载。
Not that it was not recorded.
一提还有我用了二十分钟了。OK， 请唐牧师分享怎么样奉主名赶鬼，赶到哪里去？无底坑里面吗？是不是也要常常为我们的住所祷告，求主接近，常常打扫房子？用鸡毛做，用扫把那比较重要。一直赶鬼，你的房子多少鬼进来出去多少次，什么时候进来什么时候，你天天想那个，你不必做事情。
The question relates to how exorcism is to be done.
我们的家，我们不必一直祷告求主接近，求主不必的。
We should not keep praying that the Lord cleanse our home.
我们的房子。
Our house is a place where we live, and we is where the Holy Spirit lives. So we should give this all to God. Some people are afraid of a house when someone has died in it before. Some people are afraid of a house that has been possessed before. Let me tell you this. Your house, the stone is made.
可能就是五千年以前教写书的人用的那一块
maybe a stone that is used 5,000 years ago.
你现在房子那块地皮
the very land your house is at
可能就是五十年前日本人杀死三百个人的那一块地皮
maybe 50 years ago the Japanese killed 50 people on the same land.
所以你在世界上找一块净土是没有的。
It is not possible to find a pure land in the world.
新加坡就这么小
Singapore is too small.
新加坡以后这些人就死在这里。
All these people will die in Singapore.
那么，又在这个死的地方的人的上面再建房子。
And people will build houses upon the graves.
你这么接近的接不来。
There's no way you can cleanse it all.
信靠上帝，你心地一接近，天地都接近了。
You need to trust God, and when there's purity in your heart, the whole world will be pure.
那么闹鬼的房子什么意思呢
？But a house that has been possessed.
上帝特别让鬼存在，使基督徒可以买便宜的房子。感谢主。
God allowed demons to exist so that Christians can buy cheap homes.
上海从前有一个神学院。
In Shanghai, there was a seminary.
中华神学院。
It is called a Chinese seminary.
搬到这个香港来。
They went to Hong Kong.
吴乃公牧师做院长。
Brother 吴乃公 was the
dean. 上海那个神学院，就是他们钱不够，后来找到有鬼的房子，就便宜一大堆。感谢主。
In Shanghai, they found a possessed building. That's why it was very cheap.
感谢主，有魔鬼存在。
They give thanks to God because demons exist.
大家说一二三，感谢主，有魔鬼存在。我曾经写一篇文章。
I once wrote an essay.
为什么上帝不除灭魔鬼
？Why did God not get rid of the devil？
那个时候我二十一岁。
I was 21.
我完全用 positive 的眼光看，为什么？上帝不除灭我。
I took at the whole thing from a positive anger.
后来我从七个方面写出一大套的文章。
I wrote this long thing based on 7 points.
我说感谢上帝，还有鬼。
I said thanks be to God that there is a devil.
我才明白鬼与上帝分别在哪里。
Then I can tell the difference between God and the devil.
如果没有鬼，我知道上帝，就不知道鬼是什么样的。
If I do not have the devil, I would not know what the difference would be.
感谢主鬼存在。
So thanks be to God that devil exists.
我才能继续亲眼看见他怎么表演，他多么坏蛋。
That I can still witness how bad he is.
感谢主，好像有鬼。
Thanks be to God that there is a devil.
证明我信上帝不是盲从，是选择来的。
It proved that I did not just anyhow believe, but I chose the right one.
感谢主有鬼。
I give thanks to God for the devil.
我得胜的时候才有根据。
Then there is a basis for my victory.
如果没有鬼，你再胜胜什么也不知道胜什么。
If there is no devil, there is nothing to win over.
我得胜魔鬼，好在他在，不然你得胜谁？
So you have victory over the devil.
所以从那个时候开始，
From that time onwards,
我就培养无论这样糟糕的情形，用积极的眼光去看，去感谢上帝。
I try my best to have this idea of positive thinking. Whatever the situation is, I give thanks to God.
无论怎样坏的事情，
No matter how bad the situation is,
神都会改变，给他更好。
God can make it better.
那你要信这个，你就信靠上帝。
You must believe in this, then you will trust in the Lord.
无论什么事都会更坏。
No matter what happened, it can become worse.
你是相信会更坏更坏，你就变成信靠魔鬼过于信靠上帝。
If you keep believing that things will get worse, you will believe in the devil more than you believe in God. I hope that we all understand this. Christians ought not to be afraid. If you need to get married, get married. If you want to have a child, have a child. If you need to bring him up, bring him up. If you need to discipline him, go ahead. You say, no, I don't want to have kids. I'm very afraid of having children.
生了孩子最怕生男孩子。
I'm afraid of having a boy.
孩子男孩子长大会变成阿飞。
Because he may become a gangster.
那么生女的好不好？
What about a girl?
就最怕生女的，一直长大怕嫁不出去。
A girl, no, maybe she cannot get married.
所以结婚也不对。
So not right to get married.
不结婚也不对。
Not right to stay single.
没有怀孕也不对。
Not right to be not pregnant.
怀孕也不对。
Not right to be pregnant.
生男孩也不对。
Not right to have a boy.
生女孩也不对。
Not right to have a girl.
那么最后你到底你要怎么样？
In the end, we don't know what we want.
最好不生。从来没有活在世界上最好。
We say the best thing is not to have been born again.
不可以那样想。
This is the wrong attitude.
一定要想上帝有他的恩典。
You must understand that God has His grace.
上帝有他的恩典。
That He is gracious.
上帝有他的恩典。
That He is gracious.
大家说。上帝有他的恩典，一定向好看。
We must think of the good things.
常常信靠上帝。
And then rely on Him.
How do I defend the divinity of Christ when challenged by a Muslim?
当回教徒问我的时候，我怎么能够来恢复主耶稣的神性？
Very good question.
一个好的问题。
如果在笼子里面有一只狮子，
If there is a lion in a cage,
你说在笼子里面有狮子，有狮子。
You say, well, there's a lion in the cage.
你怎么知道它是狮子？
How do you know that there's a lion here?
它的毛是狮子毛。
You say that there's a mane that looks like a dead lion.
狮子鼻。
With the nose that looks like a lion.
颜色是狮子颜色。
The color is the lion's color.
我不相信它的狮子。
You say I don't believe.
那么你就不要一直大做文章，不必再讲。
You don't have to explain further.
你告诉他，我把它放出来，好不好？
You tell him, can I release the lion?
等到你给他吃到一半，你一定说是是狮子。
If the lion devour you, you will say, yeah, it's indeed the lion.
这个叫做活的。副教学。
This is a living apologetics.
今天把副教学沦为一种理论的研究是错误的。
It is wrong to treat apologetics as a theory.
副教学应当是生命活生生的印证。
Apologetics should be a living testimony of a life.
很多人装作哲学家跟你辩论是要报道你，你懂吗？
Many people think they are the philosophers and they want to debate you.
基督徒应当用更积极的眼光看事实胜过雄辩。来做副教家。
The Christians ought to defend the faith, understanding that facts is stronger than debate.
所以我的副教学现在不是专门独立的一个学问。
My apologetics is not an independent study.
是跟生命的福音连在一起。
To me, it is linked with the gospel of life.
如果我可以活得更老。
If I can live longer.
我有很多方法论要改变这个世界。
I want to use many methods to change the world.
我再说。
I say this again.
狮子是狮子，不是你的理论证明它是狮子。
The lion is a lion not because your theory says it's a lion.
狮子里老虎，有狮子的毛证明它是狮子。
You say I prove that it's a lion because it looked like one and bark, roar like one.
你怎样复位基督是神的？
How do you defend that Christ is God?
大概30年前。
About 30 years ago.
我带领了15,000人的聚会。
I had a gathering with 15,000 people.
有一个回教徒发一个问题。
A Muslim asked a question.
为什么你把耶稣这个人当作是神，只因为他会行神迹？
Why do you treat Jesus as God just because he can perform miracles?
你为什么把耶稣这个人当 是神，只因为他会行神。
Why do you worship Jesus? This person is God because he performed miracles.
现在我请几个传道人上来回答这个问题好不好？
I'll ask some preachers to
answer
this question.
你知道我怎么回答？
My answer was,
我说你怎么敢把耶稣这位神当作是人？虽然他已经行了神迹，你还不信？
I said, how dare you treat Jesus, God, as human being, although he already performed the miracles and you still do not believe.
我的方法论是什么？
So the way I do all these things,
你不要站在你不信的立场来逼我服务你。
Is that you should not force me to serve you as an unbeliever.
我要站在我信的立场来说服你。
As a believer, I want to convince you.
其实这个理论，这个方法，现在大家知道，就是 Alvin Pantinga 的办法。
And this method is used by Alvin Pantinga.
当非基督法理论的攻击我们的，我们招架不住，忙得不得了，这样子开的办法的，往往说服他们，你神经有问题。
When non-Christians ask questions, we ought not to panic and try to find all sorts of answers.
那些非基督徒法的理论本身根本没有根据。
The non-Christians often ask questions without any basis.
这就是这三百年来理性主义失败的方法。
And all these are the failures of the age of reason for the past three
centuries.性审判基督教信仰的时候
They use a reason to judge Christianity.
他们先假设他们的理性不需要受审判
They first assume that their reasoning need not be judged.
所以他们用他们没有把握的知论来否定你有把握的信里面的知论
And they use their knowledge that has no basis to deny your faith that has full basis.
一个人说李显龙给我这个权柄到你家来来查你整个房子
A person may declare that the Prime Minister has given him the authority to check your house. And you get very frightened. What will you do? Where did you come from? He said, the Prime Minister, how would I know? This is his letter. Take his letter. And then you must verify it. So before he check on you, you check on him first. Then you are wise.
如果他一讲你就吓，你是聪明的傻瓜。
If you are frightened by him, then you are not too intelligent.
所以呢 ，we must be agnostic towards agnostic faith.
我们对这些怀疑派的人应该
对不可知论
的人应该有。We should not know them.
You must be skeptic towards the skeptic faith.
就要成为怀疑对这些怀疑派的人有怀疑的心理。
所以那就反对基督教的理论，根本自己的立论是没有根据。
Those who oppose Christianity are often without any basis.
他告诉你，你证明给我看。
When they say, "Prove it to me,"
你笑他说，你以为真理是可以用证据显明出来的吗
？You should ask him, "Do you think that the truth can be proven?"
证据太小了。
The proof is too small.
一个妈妈看孩子功课不好，一直哭，一直哭。
A mother is very sad that the child is not studying too well.
妈妈，你这么爱我，我很受感动。
The child said, "Mother, you love me so much. I'm so moved."
所以我现在请问，可不可以把你的眼泪放在我的瓶子里面
？Now can I take your tears and put in water? The mother said,
我已经哭死了，你要喝我的眼泪
？For what purpose?
我要证明。
The child said, "I want to prove."
证明什么
？Prove what?
证明你的爱这么伟大。
Prove that your love is so great.
所以你把你的妈妈的眼泪
，and you take the tears.
带给罗博士
，and bring it to Dr. Low.
请他转交发修教授。
And ask him to bring it to the pathologist.
查下里面到底有什么东西。
To check the elements.
后来第二天，教授就查出来了。
The second day, the professor came with a report.
杨大明长老妈妈的眼泪。
The mother of Elder Yong.
第一。
The tears.
H2O.
It has H2O.
因为很多水嘛。
A lot of water inside.
第二。
Secondly.
这个 NaCl.
Sodium chloride.
有盐分在里面。
It has salt.
因为眼泪很咸，不相信你是看到。第三。
Thirdly.
有这个什么什么 ZN 什么什么的，妈妈擦粉跑进去了。
There's cosmetic inside.
还有 DUSD.
And DUSD.
因为有这个灰尘跑进去了。
Because there's dust.
所以呢，这个你妈妈的眼泪是这样。
So your tears is analyzed this way.
你打回妈妈说，你的眼泪里面的内容就是这个。
You say your tears look like this. You tell your mother.
错了。
The mother said no.
妈妈这么骄傲，没有读过化学，从前才小学毕业。
You may say that your mother is ignorant.
这是国大的化学教授查出来的。
You say this is proof from the
最好的仪器 laboratory 里面查出来的。
Best lab produces it.
妈妈说，无论怎么查，错就是错。
The mother said it's still wrong.
哇，妈妈这么强哦。
How can the mother be so?
你现在证明我的错。
How do you prove that I'm wrong?
妈妈说，我说错就是错。
Mother said it's wrong.
你这么主观。
How can you be so subjective?
一样东西永远查不出来。
The mother said, "There's one thing you can never find."
什么东西呢
？What is this thing?
除了 DUST,
other than dust.
除了 ZM2OH 什么东西
？Or all the chemicals.
除了 MACL.
And MACL.
除了 H2O.
And water.
一件东西你查不出来。
One more thing.
什么东西呢
？What is this?
Love.
Love.
对不对？
对不对？
因为我爱，所以我流泪。
Because of my love, I wept.
眼泪里面能够查出爱吗
？Can the tears produce love?
Never possible.
永远不可能。
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那是超过证据、超过科学范围。
Because that is a realm that is beyond science.
耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
Muslim 反对你。
The Muslim will oppose you.
那你可以问他说。
Then you can ask him.
有哪一个人生活比他更圣洁的吗
？Is there a person who live a more holy life?
有哪一个人生活比他更慈爱的吗
？Was there a person that live a more loving life?
有哪一个人的生活比他更公义的吗
？Was there a person that live a more just life?
有哪一个人比他更良善的吗
？Or a better good life?
让他们回答这些问题。
Let them answer you.
那你就发现了。
Then you will discover.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
不但没有犯罪。
Not only did he not sin.
告诉你们中间的谁能指出我有罪来 challenge.
He dared to challenge the people to point out his sins.
穆罕默德说可以娶四个老婆。
Muhammad said you can have four wives.
但是我自己娶十三个。
But he himself had 13 wives.
其中一个是我的侄儿子给我抢过来。
One of them is.
你怎么比
？From the nephew.
你看叫你证明。
There's no comparison.
叫他证明你的穆罕默德是谁。
You should ask him to prove his prophet.
最奇怪的，
这 strange.
Muhammad 再讲一句话。
Muhammad says,
其实我的生命是在以撒先知的手里。
He said, actually, my hand is in the hand of prophet, a prophet Isa.
我这个气
my breath
is within the hand of the prophet Isa, 就是耶稣的手里掌管了我的生命。
It is in the prophet Jesus.
到底说怎么证明耶稣是神
？How do you prove that Jesus is God？
不用证明
，There is no need to prove。
他们自己漏洞百出。
They themselves has many mistakes in argument。
可兰经里记载两件事。
There are two things recorded in the Quran。
第一件是什么
？The first one。
他们来骂玛利亚的时候，你是私生子， came, 你这里面的肚子一定不好东西。
They came to scold Mary for having born a child。
玛利亚没有哭，因为她没有犯罪，为什么要哭
？Mary did not cry because she did not sin。She replied。
等她生出来。
After the child is born,
你们直接问他是怎样的孩子。
You go ask him what kind of child he is.
当耶稣出来问，哇哇哇，不是。
When
耶稣生出来以后
，After Jesus was born,
他们问你的妈妈有没有乱来
？They ask him, did your mother fool around?
耶稣说没有。
Jesus said no.
她是圣洁的女人。
She is a virgin.
这件事是记载在《可兰经》。
This is recorded in the Quran.
当然不是说耶稣讲的就是这两句话。
It doesn't mean that Jesus only said these two things.
玛利亚挑战那些法利赛人。
But it was Mary challenging the Pharisees.
自己问他。
Go ask the child yourself.
他的话要说明我是圣洁的。
In other words, she was defending her own chastity.
这表示什么呢
？What does this mean?
他们暗示耶稣基督不是普通一个孩子。
Implicitly, they are saying Jesus was no ordinary child.
已经有道德责任，有严厉的能力，有圣洁的父位，有神的能力在他身上。
That when he was born, he already had the power of God, the ability to have ethics and defending himself.
第二件事。
Secondly.
有一次他们争论他的时候。
Once when they were rebuking him.
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not reply them.
他从地上抓了一把泥土。
And he took some mud on the floor.
然后就捏成一只鸟。
And then he made a bird out of it.
以后把这只鸟转过来。
And then he turned it around.
吹一口气在鸟的小鼻孔里面。
And breathed the breath into the little nostril of the clay bird.
就开始飞了。
And then the bird flew.
就在众人面前飞到天空去。
And flew into the sky before everyone.
所以这个不是圣经啊。
This is not from the Bible.
这是可兰经的。
From the Quran.
本来不被用可兰经来帮助基督教，根本没有资格，他们没资格。
I don't have to use the Quran to help Christianity.
他们自己显明。
But their own writing shows.
耶稣是创造者。
That Jesus was the creator.
耶稣是生命的气。
He has the life of the breath of life.
耶稣从无变有。
He can make something out from nothing.
死的泥土变成活的鸟。
From a dead mud into a living bird.
这不是神的工作，是谁的工作？
Is this not the work of God?
整个回教徒知道，他们的穆罕默德一生没有行过一件神迹。
And all Muslims know that Muhammad has not done a single miracle in his life.
今天我在下午的聚会对印尼团体讲道。
In the afternoon when I preached to the Indonesians.
我们这里差不多800人听我讲道的时候，他们才20个人。
They have about 20 people listening to.
现在他们每一场现在三四百人。你们没有什么进步。
They have about 300 and 400 people now.
你们有个问题说什么
？There's a question asked.
是谁告诉你基督教才是真理？佛教、回教、印度教都不是真理的。
who tell you that Christianity is the only truth, not other faith?
那么你怎么回答？
If were you, how would you answer?
你怎么知道佛教不是真理？
How do you know that Buddhism is not the truth?
你怎么知道我这个孔教不是真理？
How do you know that Confucianism is not the truth?
我说是他们自己告诉我的。
I said they themselves tell me.
他们怎么都告诉你的？
When did they tell you?
因为释迦牟尼自己说。
Because Shakyamuni said himself,
他要寻找生命的意义，在找真理。
He is looking for the truth, the meaning of life.
结果游来游去，就发现生老病死苦。
In the end, he finds that life is difficult.
他就悟到真理。
And he has an enlightenment.
为什么一个人找真理？
Why would he seek for the truth?
因为他没有真理。
Because he is not the truth.
为什么一个人找真理？
Why would he seek for the truth?
因为他不是真理。
Because he doesn't know the truth.
他告诉我的啊。
So he told me this.
那么孔子什么时候告诉你他不是真理？
What about Confucius?
孔子说呢，未知生焉知死。
Confucius said, I do not know life, how would I know death?
我真的不知道怎么会知道死呢？
How would I know things relating to death?
自己承认他没有真理。
So he recognized himself as without truth.
怎么说他没有真理呢？
What about Muhammad?
Muhammad said,
He said,
你不要以为我会救你了。
Do not think that I will save you.
你们要为我祷告。
You must pray for me.
盼望我死以后可以得到上帝左右一个好的地方。
That God will have a good place for me.
他盼望，他可能，他不是说我肯定。所以耶稣基督说
，But Jesus Christ said,
我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
Wherever I am, you will be there.
因为我活着，你们也活着。
Because where I live, you will live too.
这些宗教家笨到这个地步，这样比来比去，没有看见这些最重要的基要的，这个真正的关键的名词。
All these people who make comparison are so ignorant that they cannot see all these important points.
因为人已经有了自己一套，一定爱自己的一套。无论自己，我这套一定对，你不要来管我，我的是对，你一定错。人就用这样态度对待上帝。
Because we stubbornly defend our own ideas and we do not want to accept what God says.
世界没有造以前。
Before the world was created.
究竟是个怎样世界？世界没有造，有什么怎样的世界？就是没有世界。
What sort of world would that be?
你这个到底读书读多高啊？世界没有造以前
，Before the world was created，
没有任何东西存在。
There is nothing that exists，
只有神存在。
Only the existence of God。
造是什么
？What is creation？
从无成为有。
It is something coming out from nothing。
这个叫做造。
This is creation。
Creatio ex nihilo。
In Latin is creatio ex nihilo。
Create from nothingness。
Creation from nothingness。
所以只有上帝能把无变成有。
Only God can make something out of nothing.
连柏拉图的创造论都不是这样。
Even the theory of creation by Plato was different.
柏拉图的创造论是什么呢？
What sort of theory was this?
有一个次等的神叫做 Demiurge.
He said that there is a secondary God called Demiurge.
是大块的物质。
And it is, there is a big piece of material.
来造成现在这个世界。
And he used it to make the world.
所以呢，这个创造主。
So the creator
是以物质造成现在现象的世界。
Created all things using something.
那么你要问柏拉图说，这个创造主为什么是次等的神
？So you would have to ask Plato, why would this creator be a secondary god?
他答案是因为他自己是第二等的。
His answer is because he's not the highest god.
他是不完全的。
Not a perfect God.
所以他造的这个世界这样不完全。
Therefore, the world created was not perfect.
这句话很有道理吗？
It seems reasonable.
很危险的道理。
But it has dangerous reasons.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果他是不完全的。
If he was not a perfect God.
造了这个不完全的世界。
And created an imperfect world.
是不是等于说不完全的上帝就可以造完完全全的世界呢？
Does that mean that a perfect God will create a perfect world?
不是的。
No.
如果世界被造得完完全全，像创造者一样绝对完完全全的完全的话，
If the world is created perfect in the same perfectness as the creator,
那柏拉图以后2500年
2500 years after Plato,
就有一个德国的哲学家问一个问题。
A German philosopher asked a question.
如果上帝可以造一个和他一样完美的上帝的话呢？
If God can create another God that is as perfect as he is.
不等于说上帝也可以造上帝了吗？
Does that not mean that God can create God?
同样完全吗？
Same perfection.
如果上帝可以造上帝，
If God can create God,
岂不可以说上帝是创造者，上帝也可能是被造者吗？
Does that not mean that God is also a creature?
这个完全不很理性。
This is not logical.
创造者之谁是创造者？
For the creator to be creator.
因为创造者不是被造者。
It is because he is not the creature.
被造者之谁是被造者？
For the creature to be the creature.
因为他是从无变有的。
It is because it's created from nothing.
一定没有永恒的永恒。
So he doesn't have the eternal eternity.
最多只有被造以后所被赋予的永恒。
He can only have an eternity that is given to him.
这样下去，我今天变成教哲学了。
If I carry on, you will be philosophy question.
那你们还没有交学费呢。
But you have not pay your fees.
我告诉你很有兴趣的，对不对
？But these are interesting topics.
我盼望你们来听的人呢。
I hope that those of you who are here
一群比较有头脑的新加坡人
will be Singaporeans that would think a bit deeper.
现在很多灵恩派的人把很多听众当作傻瓜来乱讲。
Because many charismatic leaders treat the audience as if they're ignorant.
对你们讲的每一句话，过二十年、三十年，到你老了，你再听的时候，你知道这是负责任的话。
All the things that I've said to you for many decades, you will realize it's responsible speech.
其实我相信有很多很聪明的。
I believe there are many intelligent people out there.
甚至我的听众有很多可能比我更聪明的。
Maybe people are more intelligent than I am.
我如果敢做你们的领袖，讲给你们听。
If I dare to become your leader and speak to you,
我至少不能讲一些我没有想过，然后以为你连想也想不懂的那些话来骗我。
Certainly, I would not share with you things that I had never thought through myself.
所以我尽可能能够用你能够接受、能够说服你那些真正的事实来讲道理。
And I will preach using the facts that you can understand.
上帝创造万有以前
Before God created all things,
除了他的存在
other than his existence,
任何的存在
there are no other existence.
上帝是永恒的主
The Lord is eternal.
所以他的创造就产生了非永恒的被造者
And he created creatures that are not eternal.
这样就产生了偶在跟永在的分别
And so there's a difference between contingent and non-contingent existence.
Contingent God and incontingent God.Matter.
A contingent God and incontingent matter.
什么叫做偶存
What does contingency
mean? 可有可无的
It means he can be there or cannot be there. God created and so is there. If God doesn't exist, it's not there.
被造的这个功能来说
From this function of creation,
物质不灭定理是不对的
It is not right that material will not be destroyed.
物质的存在是有开始
There is a beginning of the existence of material.
物质的消灭也是有时间的
And so it will end.
所以其他上帝以外的存在都是这个 contingent, 都是偶存的。
All existence outside of God is contingent existence.
上帝是永存的 ,incontingent, eternal God.
Only God is incontingent.
那上帝不但永恒的。
Not only is he eternal.
上帝又是爱。
He is also love.
所以在上帝里面造万有以前。
So before he created all things.
他本身就是永恒的爱。
He himself is eternal love.
那么除他以外什么都不存在。
But nothing exists.
那么他爱谁呢
？Who he love?
你听明白我什么
？Do you understand this?
上帝是爱。
He is love.
没有万有以前。
But before all things are created.
那么爱谁呢
？Who he love?
他不是爱没有为对象爱，结果变成孤孤单单的王老五吗
？There are no objects to love.
我告诉你
，The answer is
只有基督教有答案。
Only the Christian have the answer.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
上帝是永远的。
He is eternal.
在没有创造万有以前。
Before he created all things.
他是一个圣父、圣子、圣灵三位各彼此相爱的那个爱的本身。
The love comes from the love between God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
回教的无神论没有办法解决的问题。
And the Muslim could not answer this question.
佛教的无神论也没有办法解决问题。
Atheism in Buddhism cannot understand this question.
实际的杂志。
And the writing of the Chichi movement.About 20 years ago,
常常记在两件事。
There are always two things being recorded. We need to be thankful.
我们要感恩。
We must be thankful.
佛教徒要感恩，就要施舍。
So Buddhists need to do good works.
我们要爱。
We need to love.
我们要爱。
We need to love.
所以我们要给人。
So we must give.
但是我告诉你
，I tell you
this. 这两句话背后很大的漏洞。
There are lots of problems with these two theories.
因为他不相信上帝。
Because they do not believe in God.
所以他感恩向谁感呢？
So whom do you give thanks for?
这个感父母恩呢
Maybe you give thanks to your parents.
父母又感谁的恩
What about the parents then?
感祖父祖母的恩
Maybe they give thanks to the grandparents.
祖父祖母感谁恩
What about them?
感曾祖父曾祖母的恩
The give thanks to the great great grandparents.
曾祖父曾祖母感谁的恩
What about the great grandparents?
祖祖祖祖祖祖，曾曾曾曾曾曾。
You keep giving thanks in the to the ancestors.
圣宗追远。
And if you keep going backwards,
最后呢
in the end,
没有一个源头
there is no source.
所以佛教所谓的爱是没有源头的。
And so the love in accordance to Buddhism has no
source.
And the thanksgiving has no object.
所以只有到基督教的信仰,
only when you come back to Christianity,
真正解决一切问题的问题,
can you solve the true problems in life.
又不记有没有提到恐龙?
有很多个问题。
啊，这个人有好几个问题啊。啊，我既然念了，我就再答一题。想知道是在哪一章，是不是像电视里面的恐龙那样恐怖，那人类怎样与这样的动物相处。
Is there a recording of the dinosaur in the Bible in the book of Job?
恐龙是不是曾经存在过?
Did the dinosaur exist?
是。
Yes,
是不是存在以后有消灭了以后上帝才创造人?
Did God create man after the dinosaurs?
如果是的话,
if that were the case,
你要接受创世纪解释里面一种理论叫做 gap theory.
You would have to understand what is called the gap theory in Genesis.
Gap theory 是不是一定正确? 不一定。
Gap theory may not be accurate.
那么 gap theory 可以考虑，我们可以知道一些事吗？可以。
But can we consider it?
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
上帝创造了以后，
after God created all things,
上帝把它消灭掉，
and then he destroyed all things,
再重新创造的时候，
and then when he recreated,
才记在创世纪第一章，
then Genesis was created.
所以第一章的第二节，
so chapter 1 verse 2,
第一节说起初上帝创造天地。
First, chapter 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
第二节说地是空虚混沌。
And verse 2 says, now the earth was formless and empty.
希伯来文那一个是可以翻译成变成。
Or in original Hebrew, become.
Might be.
Might be, possibly.
可以解释成变成 became.
Possibly became.
什么意思呢?
What does this
mean? 原来的创造后来变成混沌的。
It means the original creation now become formless. And when God created again, it is the second world. The gap theory says there is a gap of time.
是这样的话, if, 我说如果,
if that were the case,
表示恐龙是被造的人以前的另外一个世界,
it means dinosaurs were created in a world before man.
那么到现在的科学理论,
but based on the modern scientific theory,
恐龙为什么消灭呢?
Why did the dinosaur disappear?
是一个天体或者一个星球跟地球相撞。
It is because a meteor came upon the earth.
产生整个地球里面的尘土整个爆起来，就遮盖了 atmosphere 大气层。
And the atmosphere was covered by the dust that came from the meteor.
大气层大概有160公里。
The atmosphere is about 160 kilometers.
这个大气层被这些尘土爆出来所遮盖的时候，乌烟满地的时候，太阳光就不能射到地球来。
And the sunlight was blocked by the pollution that came from the collision.
地球的大气层没有阳光，下面的温度就降低，降低到最后以后呢，整个有生物的东西都死了。
And the earth became cold, and every living thing died.
然后呢？等到这个大气的雾跟沙尘慢慢消失以后，
when the dust finally settled,
阳光再照的时候，
and the sun came again,
有这个世界又产生生物出来，
and living things came out again.
如果是这样的话，
if this were the case,
那么恐龙没有跟人类相处过同一个时期。
Dinosaurs never existed together with humanity.
去了我们才来了。
After they disappeared, we came.
免去跟帝国主义相争。
So there is no need to fight them.
那人类就容易做王了。
It's easier for us to rule.
这里面有两个问题。
But there are two problems here.
第一个问题是什么呢？
The first one.
就是恐龙的存在。
The existence of the dinosaur.
是不是人以前的？
Was it before humanity?
一定是。
Certainly.
因为圣经的记载没有任何东西在人以后被造的。
The Bible says nothing is created after humanity was created. So human being is the last creation.
人是最年轻的地上活物。
The human being is the youngest living thing on earth.
We are the youngest inhabitant of this world. 为什么？
Why?
连嘎抓蚂蚁都比你更老经验。
Even the cockroaches and rats were created before you.
你不要有什么骄傲。
So do not be too proud.
那么另外一个困难是什么呢？
But the second problem,
就是如果是这样的话，
if this were the case,
那么怎么解释整个上帝的创造？是不是一定要相信两方面？
How do you explain Genesis then?
所以我现在刺激你们自己好好研究这个问题。
I stimulated you to think about this further.
因为我相信你们做基督徒已经糊里糊涂很久了。
I think many of you have not thought about this.
好，关于这个问题我就讲到这里。
So I will stop here.
那么 Jurassic Park 所讲的恐龙是不是就是那样的呢？
Are the dinosaurs the way explained by Jurassic Park?
有一次我在加拿大一个很重要的 natural history 博物馆里面走错路，走到一个房间里面，发现一件事情。
I went to a museum room in Canada by accident once.
我故意的，结果跑到进去了一个大房间，我进去一开了门，吓了一跳，我跑出来在做什么呢？
There was a thing that shocked me in the room.
他们在做假恐龙。
Because they were making fake dinosaurs.
棉花用社会什么就开始做它的骨头，怎样用人工做，我都在看到。
So I went into the room by accident and saw them making these dinosaur skeletons.
You are not allowed to admit here.
他们说这个是禁区。
I'm so sorry.
我说对不起。
May I talk to you?
他说我可以问你一个问题吗
？Is it true the bones of the dinosaurs?
你那些恐龙的骨头是真的吗？
他说 no.
他们说不是。
We only find one piece.
他说我们只找到一块。
We try to reorganize.
然后我们再想。
And we make this so big.
然后给它弄得更大。
所以你看到的是人想象以后，不是这个 creature ex nihilo.
The skeleton of the dinosaur actually is a combination of a lot of imagination.
Creature according to imagination.
The creation according to imagination.
We think about.
So it may not be all accurate.
请问，当人回到天家以后
，When a human being returned to the heavenly home，
人与人的关系是怎么样的呢
？What sort of relationship would we have with one another？
那个时候已经没有夫妻的关系。
At that time, there will be no husband and wife.
那就像天使一样，没有嫁娶的事情。
Like angels, there will be no marriage.
那是没有再有自私的事情。
There will be no selfishness.
你是我的父亲。
You won't be my father.
我一定对待你对别人不一样，没有这个事情。
We will not treat someone as our father better than others.
人的相爱已经脱离了伦理的界限。
At that time, our love for one another will pass up past ethics.
耶稣基督所说的。
Jesus Christ said,
凡遵行天父旨意的，就是我的母亲，我的兄弟姐妹。
Those who do the will of God is my father, is my mother, is my siblings.
超过人伦关系的真正的爱，原来是很伟大的。
The love that surpasses human ethics and relationship is great, but very difficult to do on earth. And we are not willing to do that. So we say, dear, and we say that this is my son and my child, so I love him more. So every relative we have, we love more. But if you call your wife dear, something is wrong.
你的妻子不是亲爱的，是爱亲的。
your wife is not a relative, actually.
你的孩子因为你的亲人，你自己生的，所以你要爱他。你的妻子根本不是你的亲人，根本没有亲戚。你因为爱了才亲，不是亲了才爱，对不对？
A wife is someone you love first, not why you should
没有关系的
爱亲。She has no blood relationship with you.
不是最亲的。
But she become the dearest.
爱征服了你。
Because love is the reason.
难道你就把伟大的牺牲的精神、伟大的供应的精神、伟大的陪伴的精神交出来
？And then with a sacrificial love, you give to one another.
天上的时候
，When you are in heaven,
人与人的关系完全被升华。
Our relationship will be made sanctified.
当我们的牧师在台上讲到言而无物的时候，我们为他祷告。也没有看到什么改变，那要怎么样？那你就祷告，给他快快死掉吧。
If my pastor preach a lousy sermon all the time and we pray for him,
不出东西来
and nothing happens.
那我一定把我出啊，给他口才没有，
给他
追求也没有。
I keep praying for him and nothing happens. What should I do then?
那么再祷告什么呢？
What should I do then?
我把他叫去吧。
Oh Lord, take him away.
把他取回吧。
Take him back.
因为我已经预备好代替他了。
Because I'm prepared to take his place.
那是最好的了。
And that will be best.
因为像你这样会批评你牧师的，一定你有料，不然你不会批评的。
Since you can criticize him, surely you are better.
但是教会的悲剧是什么呢
？But the tragedy of the church.
有料的坐在下面等，没有料在上面呱呱叫。
The fact is that talented people are watching, but those without talent are speaking.
我也不怪你的牧师。
I don't blame your pastor.
可能他预备的暂时所讲的才那样多。
Maybe he prepared very hard, but that's all he can do.
我更佩服你。
But I think you are greater.
你一听就听出他没有东西，你一定好厉害。
So you must be better because you can sense that something's wrong.
你这样的才干到今天还不做传道，是上帝家的大损失。
So it is a big loss that you have not become a preacher.
所以你祷告给他快快死，或者把他钉十字架，或者把他丢在河里，你一代替。教会就复兴了。
The church will have revival if you take over.
啊，请你等一下跟我谈啊。
After that, talk to me.
等下解答问题完了，这个问问题的来找我呀。
我是阿叔，可是
要怎么决定对待你的牧师的事？新加坡政府建赌场， 你有什么看法？
The Singapore government is building a casino. What do you think?
只是证明新加坡政府也不过是罪人而已。
It only proves that the government is made out of sinners.
当他们钱够的时候，不要赌场，这个妨碍我们的道德。钱不够的时候，至少给17,000个人制造工作，也不错嘛。
When they have money, they will oppose the casino. When they don't have money, they think in terms of job creation.
这个叫做什么呢？
What does this mean?
人到最穷的时候是向钱低头的。
It means that when we are poor, we will bow down before money.
马克思在这方面已经做了先知。
It means that Karl Marx was a prophet.
决定社会层次改变的真正的因素是经济。
He said that economic is the true reason why the society will change.
阶级斗争因为经济不平衡。
Class struggle occurred because economic disparity happened.
社会的改变为了要搞好经济。
The structure of society will change for the economy.
老子李光耀不赞成的，小子李显龙赞成。
And so the father may not agree, but the son will agree.
不过一代就变成这样了。
Just one generation.
这个叫 creatio ex nihilo.
It's creation out from nothing.
那么第二代、第三代、第四代变成什么？
We don't know what will happen in the next few generations.
Wait and see.
We just have to wait and see.
Because only God is unchangeable.
只有上帝是不改变的。
姓李的会改变。
And those, the government will
change. 姓毛的会改变。
毛泽东会改变。
姓蒋的会改变。
People of different race will change.
上帝以外，
only God.
人都会改变。
Human beings will change.
我就这样回答。
This is my answer.
如果你要告诉李显龙，我也不怕。
I'm not afraid if you tell 李显龙。
他事实证明知道他跟他爸爸是不一样。
Because he is different from his father.
但是解决问题吗？
Will he solve the problem?
没有。
I don't think so.
国家之锤，国叫做国家，就是一个四方块，这个叫做土地建起来。
In the Chinese character for country is made of a square.
口就表示有人，人口在里面。
A word for mouth representing human beings.
表示有一个国防，就是要拿枪打仗，护卫国土。
And then the character for a weapon.
这个叫做一个国家。
This is what a country is.
新加坡。
Singapore.
有面皮。
It is conscious of its face.
因为我们很尊严。
Because we have honor.
我们有很多尊贵的东西。
There are many good things here.
新加坡有肚皮。
Singapore has a stomach.
300多万人要吃饭。
3 million people need to be fed.
可惜新加坡没有地皮。
But it doesn't have land.
有面皮，有肚皮，没有地皮。
It has the face, the stomach, but not the land.
所以老实讲，以后是很困难。
So strictly speaking, it's difficult.
我对不起，要讲这个话。
I have to say this.
最糟糕的是什么？
The worst thing is.
我们三四年以前。
About 30 years ago.
我们最好建议。以为建议解决问题。
They think that family planning will solve all problems.
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
凡建议已经习惯的国家，第二代大家都不要生孩子。
All who are used to having less children would not revert to having more children.
Those who are accustomed to this control will never want to have more children anymore.
已经戒一惯了，就不需要不要再生多孩子。
那有什么办呢？
Then what you do?
老化。
The country will age.
然后呢？社会的福利问题
and welfare problems will occur
越来越弊的时候
when it becomes worse
最后文化就倒了
and then culture will change
没有学问的没有读书的国家孩子生了一大堆也有学问的也生不出孩子来
the more intelligent the populace is the less children they have
你注意
so take note of this
second term of barbarianism will take over the culture of society
第二代的野蛮主义将会来临
会取代原先的文明的民族
and take over the original civilization
这个是历史的教训
this is what history has taught us
除了给你们解经
other than expository preaching
除了给你们解答问题
or question and answer
除了给你们讲专题以外
or having seminars
其实呢我应当再给你们分析一些文化的定律
I need to even explain to you the rhythm of civilization
人类不论是美国不论是巴布亚都不能逃过
All humanity cannot escape from this trend.
50年以后的美国
50 years later in America.
可能是野蛮主义取代社会文化社会的一个例子
Perhaps would be an example where barbarism took over civilization.
这是很可怕的预言
This is a very frightening prophecy.
现在美国最怕的是中国
Now America is most afraid of China.
中国从前最怕的是苏联
China was afraid of Russia.
苏联从前最怕的是美国
and Russia was afraid of America
35年前
35 years ago
我就讲这句话
I said this
中国怕苏联苏联怕美国以后美国怕中国现在实现了
I prophesied that China America will be afraid of China
为什么呢
why
因为中国人转1000块的时候
Because when the Chinese make $1,000,
他还可以一天用五六块生活，除夕950块，990几，好多钱在银行里面。
He can use $6 and save $900 in the bank.
但是美国这种 credit card system 开始的时候。
But when the Americans have the credit card system,
他赚一千块的时候就判到用两千块。
When they make $1,000, they will use $2,000.
按数目来说，美国很富有；按剩下的财来说，美国很穷。
So quantitatively speaking, they are very rich, but in reality, they are quite poor.
新加坡正走美国的路线。
Singapore is moving along the same line.
所以你们有两个礼拜没有电，你们一半的人会死掉或者病得很重。
If for 2 weeks you do not have electricity, many people will die or get sick.
你们没有办法过一个没有冷气的生活。
You cannot have a life without air conditioning.
你没有办法这个很天然的这种流汗的生活。
You cannot perspire in a naturally.
有新加坡建高楼，一定不是新加坡人建的。
In the future, all buildings in Singapore would not be built by Singaporeans.
如果新加坡有田，种田的一定不是新加坡公民。
Or if there's a farmland, the farmers would not be Singaporeans.
所以当美国停电那几天。
When America have a blackout for a few days,
全国的经济损失了几百亿。
Economic loss was in the billions.
当这个911事件两座楼倒下来。
At the September 11 incident,
他们的损失是别的国家做一千年才能补回来的。
They lost amount of money that other countries had to work for thousands of years.
人类已经被现代文明已经捆绑。
So we are already bonded by modern civilization.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
现在谈到赌场的事情。
Back to the casino.
这可能经济可以增加维持一点点的时间。
Maybe it can sustain the economy for a short period of time.
道德的损失是以后很难挽回过来。
But ethical loss cannot be recovered easily.
这个李光耀说你们不要生太多，最多两个孩子，第三个要放缓。那时候可以暂时维持你们经济稳定的一段时间。
It's like in the early days when two was enough, it could sustain the economy for a while.
长久以后呢？
But in the long term,
你有最聪明的外国人到这里来。
You need to have the brightest talent from abroad.
新加坡的血统慢慢减少。
And Singaporeans will start to reduce in numbers.
所以智慧的外国人越来越多。
And more intelligent foreigners will come.
慢慢民族的本性就慢慢转移了。
And the whole nation will change.
我小的时候。
When I was young.
住在厦门。
I stayed in 厦门。
现在还没有去读书以前。
Before I go to school.
妈妈先在一个地方订我们的早餐。
My mother would make our breakfast.
所以我们走到那个地方，叭叭叭叭，我来了。
Order my breakfast.
他就给你火镰刀。
And then the.
鸭皮薯。
The person would give us.
蚵仔煎。
All kinds of breakfast.
听不懂就算了，对不对？这就算是我是讲方言的。现在50年里，我回到厦门去。
50 years later, I returned to 厦门。
鸭皮薯找不到。
I can't find that kind of food anymore.
蚵仔煎要特别的几个地方才吃到。
And some food can be found in only some place.
火镰刀没有了。
And those food disappeared.
要到一个地方集中在哪里？像个厦门古老的食物。
Got to find this ancient food in 厦门。
路上吃的东西完全跟50年前完全不一样。
The things I eat from the street is very different.
因为现在来的。
Because the people that come from 安徽、
江西、
浙江、
从内地的
，from different places，
他们的东西来卖的。
They brought their things from all over.
厦门本来东西慢慢减少了。
The things that were originally in 厦门 disappeared.
所以
，therefore，
现在的罗马。
The Rome today
不是从前的罗马人。
It's not the Romans are not from the past.
从前的罗马人现在在罗马尼亚。
The Romans are now in Romania.
现在的埃及人。
The Egyptians today
不是从前的埃及人。
Were not the ancient Egyptians.
现在开罗所有的人叫做阿拉伯人。
They are now Arabs.
现在伊拉克。
Iraq
不是从前的巴比伦人。
Were not Babylonians.
那是游牧民族基督因搬过去的。
They are nomads from the past.
所以很可怕的。
So it's very scary.
新加坡又变成旧加坡。
Singapore will change.
又变成另一波。
And become another country.
也变成不知什么波。为什么呢？
Why?
社会在变化。
Because the society is constantly changing.
箴言26章第4节、第5节。
Proverbs.
愚昧人当什么回答？
Proverbs 26 verse 4,
它里面有两句话。
There are two words there.
你不要照愚昧人的愚昧话回答他。
Do not answer a fool according to his folly.
另外一句话说。
Another
friend. 你要照愚昧人的愚昧话回答他。
Answer a fool according to his folly.
笨人跟你讲话，你跟他讲聪明话，他听不懂的。
A stupid person speaking to you, you should not answer with intelligence.
他听不懂你在讲什么。
The ignorant person will not understand.
你要用他那种笨话回答笨人，他才懂你在讲什么。
You need to answer him in his way.
比如说我到一个医院去看他。
For example, I do visitation in the hospital.
因为一个青年人神经病。
A young person was crazy.
我跟他讲正统的话，他给我讲神经病的话。
And I talk to him, he answered me in his crazy way.
怎么讲他听不懂。
He doesn't understand what I say.
他总是把我的话套成他的话。
He always rephrases my words.
结果我就学习道成肉身。
So I learned how to
react. 我就跟他讲沙利查西罗，哎呀，变成好朋友。
And I talk nonsense with him.
后来他就说，你再带圣经来给我看。他说下个礼拜你来给我带那些碗做碗机，我跟你一同比赛好不好？
He said next week when you come bring me some toys.
我去找了半时买那些碗机，刚到那边跟他玩玩了很久，他只要听一两句。
I brought all kinds of toys and he only listened to me for a while.
要用愚昧的人回答愚昧人。
So you should answer a fool according to his folly.
我学了这个事情。
I learned about this.
有时候我们讲话，对方的程度跟他的了解这个词句完全不一样。
Sometimes when we speak, the other person has a different standard.
那么越不认识的人，我们越了解他。
The people we do not know, we can understand more.
越认识的人，我们越不甘心。为什么你根本认识这么久还不讲？我就讲说，我越没有耐心。
And we have no patience towards people we know very well.
所以这里讲两种不同的这个反合性。
So Proverbs have two different.
愚昧的人，你用愚昧的人回答他。
Answer a fool according to his folly.
愚昧的人，你不要用愚昧话回答他。
And do not answer a fool according to his folly.
哪一种愚昧的人，哪一种的情形，你要灵巧应付。
It means you need to be wise as to what sort of situation it is.
为什么上帝在我们还没出母胎以前，已经为我们预备道路？
Why would God prepare our pathway before we are even born?
那么我们人生努力又有什么用呢？
Then what is the point of striving in life?
这样问表示你是很懒惰，很不甘愿你努力的。
That means that you are very lazy and you don't want to strive.
你这个问题应当这么说。
The question should be asked in this way.
上帝为什么这么爱我，还没生出来就已经为我预备道路呢？
Why did God love me so much that He prepared the pathway before I was even born?
预备的道路还给我机会努力赏赏试，才知道我多么笨呢？
And also give me the opportunity to try.
然后我才知道他的路，才知道原来他恩典这么大呢。
Then I realized His grace is so big.
事实就是这样。
This is how it is.
没有跑过冤枉路的人，
Those who have never been lost.
一定没有学习经验。
Would not have learned the experience.
没有跑过冤枉路的人，
Those who have never made mistakes,
一来就成功就会很骄傲，
Would be arrogant with their success.
跑冤枉路跑完了又灭亡的人，
But those who try and then fail,
生前冤枉死了更冤枉，
will actually be lost before and after birth.
为你预备了很好的道路，
As God has prepared the pathway for you,
一方面让你先跑冤枉路，
He will also allow you to fail.
你才看，哦，原来这么尊贵。
Then you will treasure his
grace. 我曾经那么笨。
Then I was so foolish before.
一方面承认自己笨，这就是聪明。
It will be wise of you to recognize your folly.
笨了以后还可以享受上帝恩典这个叫做特别的爱。
And God loves you so much that although you are foolish, you still can enjoy His grace.
就是这样。
It is a simple thing.
一个从来没有吃苦的人。
A person who has never suffered.
任何一件事他都会哭得要命。
Would cry like crazy when there's a problem.
因为他没有吃过更大的苦，这当然是最大的苦。
Because he has never suffered even more.
但一个吃过很重的苦的人。
But a person who has suffered greatly before.
他就闪一闪眼睛，什么事啊？
No matter what happened, you can take it.
哦，这样的事。
He said, "Oh, this is a matter."
够够了，没有事的。
He said, "Nothing."
一下子就过了。
It will pass over.
他从来不敢告诉我。
He doesn't think it's big.
他已经瘦了很多了。
Because he has suffered before.
明白吗？
Do you understand this?
所以没有受过苦的人。
If you have never suffered before.
没有失过败的人。
Those who have never failed before.
是很可怜。
You are very sad.
是很可怕。
It is also very frightening.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
越年又负恶越好。
That we may bear heavy burden when we are yet young.
越年轻受越多苦更好。
That we will suffer greatly the younger we are.
有时候我们看人生苦，我们舍不得。
Sometimes we look at other people suffering and we feel bad.
我们很想去帮助他。
We really want to go help.
求主给我们节制。
May the Lord help us to have self-control.
9:12了。
So time has passed quickly.
May
the Lord give us self-discipline.
就到这里好不好？
We will stop here.
那下个礼拜国庆过了。
After the National Day.
这次我也没有成开刀。
My surgery was not on.
我又在你们中间。
I will come back again.
下个礼拜我必再来。
Next week I will be here.
好不好？请通知你的朋友。
So tell your friends.
我们要把今天没有答完的。
We will take the question that is not done today.
上个礼拜没有答完的。
And those from last week and the week before.
试试看，再做一些努力。
We try again.
你把这个分开了好不好？
We will segregate them.
上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们。